Paul transitioned from the doctrinal, from the growling, to the practical in chapter 5, and it's carried on here in chapter 6. You can't get much more practical than last week, how the Lord commends us to reach out and try to restore a brother or sister that has fallen. He carries on that theme here with a principle, a scriptural principle that is a life principle that everyone should understand and realize that God always implements this principle in our life, and it's the principle of sowing and reaping. Very scriptural. So notice verse 6, where we finished last week. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have, therefore, opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So in due season will be our title tonight. Lord, give us wisdom. Use your word to teach and grow us. Thank you for it. And I pray, Lord, that we would understand the importance of waiting and believing that in due season we shall reap if we will sow properly. So please have your way in our hearts. We love you in Christ's name. Amen. So he gives us on each end of this important passage about sowing and reaping, he gives us these bookends of very practical ways that we can sow love and kindness, doesn't he? Verse 6, it's one of those verses that if you don't read it carefully, you might not even get what it's saying. But what it's saying is, spoil the pastor. Just, you know, to make it simple for you. That's what it's saying. That word communicate is also translated distribute. I'll show you that in Romans 12:13 if you want to turn there. Now, we looked at this principle, if you will, when we were in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, if you remember. But here in Romans 12:13, the Bible says, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. That word distributing, same Greek word that here in Galatians 6, verse 6, is translated communicate. And so it's a way to sow kindness. And again, remember when we were in 1 Thessalonians 5, to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. 1 Timothy 5:17, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. So all of you online, spoil your pastor. All right, so then we get to verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. You know, the devil is so good at deceiving us into not believing that these principles will apply in our lives, isn't he? And this principle of sowing and reaping, how many Christians just don't stop and think, wait a minute, if I keep sowing what I'm sowing right now with my current behavior, what am I going to reap? And we'll talk some specifics. But when we don't believe God's principle of sowing and reaping, we're essentially mocking God, saying God isn't true, or God hasn't told us the truth, or God will not carry out this principle. And yet, doesn't the Bible say, let God be true, but every man a liar, in Romans 3, 4? So God will be mocked if we deceive ourselves into believing that this principle will not take place in our life. That principle is in verse 7. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. We talk often about suffering, the many reasons for suffering, the principles behind suffering. We've talked about how some suffering is persecution, how some suffering is chastisement, how some suffering is obviously refinement. That's probably the number one. But some suffering is the sowing and reaping principle. And it applies all across our lives. That if we sow in a certain direction, we will reap in that direction. and if we don't believe it, you know, sometimes people don't see immediate reaping, so they think, oh, well, I got away with it or whatever, just like Eve, you know. She didn't see immediate reaping, did she? But she definitely reaped her sin. Numbers 32:23, you have sinned against the Lord. Be sure your sin will find you out. Amen? Be sure that you will reap what you sow. Proverbs 1:31, therefore they shall eat of the fruit of their own way. You reap what you sow. Hosea 8, let's look there quickly. And verse 7. God is saying that we're mocking him if we don't believe this principle will happen in our lives. So look at Hosea 8:7. I hope it's Hosea because I think I wrote the wrong book. Is it Sown the Wind? Yeah, okay. So they have sown the wind and they shall reap the whirlwind. That's a good verse, isn't it? There's the sowing and reaping principle. So he tells us in verse 8 of our passage, he says, if you sow to the flesh, you reap corruption. Right? He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So at any given time, it's our choice. We're either sowing to this flesh or we're sowing to the Spirit. But don't get confused into thinking that this is only talking about things like money or things like that. It's any of our behavior. It's any of our thought life. If we sow sin, we will reap corruption. If we sow in the Spirit, we shall reap blessings, life everlasting. So let's talk some specifics. If we sow rebellion against God's commandments, what are we going to reap? We're going to reap chastisement. Aren't we? The Bible makes that very clear. He that hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy, Proverbs 29:1. If we sow self-righteousness, what are we going to reap? God's going to abase us or humble us. We're told that in Luke 18:14. If we sow pride, you know what we're going to reap? Strife. The Bible says, pride leads to strife in Proverbs 28:25. God resisteth the proud. If we sow gossip, what are we going to reap? Broken friendships. Right? Proverbs 17:9. He that repeateth the matter separateth very friends. The words of a talebearer are as wounds that go down to the innermost parts of the belly. So if we choose to sow gossip, we're going to reap broken friendships. If we sow bitterness, which is the result of unforgiveness, what are we going to reap? Hebrews 12:15. Many will be defiled. What we're going to reap is other Christians getting offended and hurt. If we sow unforgiveness, Jesus says it will hinder our prayer life. That's what we're going to reap is prayers that aren't being answered and heard. If we sow a temper, I'm trying to give you some practical examples. There's obviously hundreds. If we sow a temper, Proverbs 25:28, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. We're going to reap major problems in our lives. If we sow judgmentalism, 2 Corinthians 10:12, we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves among themselves and so forth are not wise. If we sow judgmentalism, we're going to reap major problems with our brothers and sisters in Christ. What are we going to reap if we sow complaining? Well, we've already learned that from Israel, haven't we? Nothing got angrier than when they murmured, when they complained. The Bible says his anger was kindled. So you're going to reap God's anger. God says if we sow idleness or complacency, we're going to reap hunger. And that's not talking about physical necessarily. If we sow worry, we're going to reap not pleasing God. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. Just some examples. So let's talk about examples for the rest of verse 8. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So God says if we will sow a vital prayer life, what are we going to reap but blessings? Amen? If we sow time in the Word, God says we're going to reap things like discernment. We're going to reap growth, right? Grow thereby and discerning good and evil and so forth. If we sow working for the Lord, God says that He will bless us many times in the Scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15:58. If we sow being faithful to church, God says that we will flourish, in Psalm 92:13, in our Christianity. Even down in verse 10, he gets very practical. As ye have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. In other words, our brothers and sisters in Christ. It says we shall always do good to everyone, but especially sow kindness and good works and kind things to Christians. And so what's God saying? I want you to sow kindness. I want you to sow love. Think about the first part of the chapter. That's love, isn't it? That's love in action. When you try to help a brother or sister that has fallen, when you try to restore them in love. The Bible says we're to sow gentleness. We're to sow forbearance. We're to sow forgiveness. And we could go on and on from verse 10. So if we will sow in the Spirit, God says we will be blessed. And then verse 9, the really important part of all of this is sometimes the reaping isn't immediate. Is it? Sometimes we just feel like we just keep sowing, and we're not getting a lot of results. Listen, we're getting the results. We just may not be getting them right now. We might not get them till heaven. But God says, don't get weary. In what? Well doing. Don't stop sowing right. Don't stop sowing kindness and forgiveness and forbearance and goodness to others. Don't stop. Don't get weary, because the devil's going to come along and say, see, you just keep sowing all these kind things, and what are you getting out of it? And you can get weary. And how many times are we told not to get weary? But let's look at a couple examples. Romans 2:7, where God says, don't quit, don't give up. Keep sowing to the Spirit. Don't sow to the flesh. Romans 2:7, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. That should be us. Patient continuance in well-doing. Amen? Patient, keep on. Continuing to do right. Well-doing. Patiently doing it. And of course, Hebrews 12:3, most of you know this verse, where the Bible says that we're to look at Jesus, see what He went through on our behalf. And as we do, consider Him. Hebrews 12:3, what does He say? Consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Don't give up. Don't quit. He talks about us being in a race in verse 1 there in Hebrews 12. It says, just keep going. And that's what God is saying. Don't be weary in the well-doing. Keep sowing good stuff. Amen? Keep sowing the good seeds. None of us would be foolish enough to go and dig in the dirt and prepare this beautiful garden and then go get some seeds from our weeds and start sticking them in the dirt. We wouldn't do that, would we? It's going to happen anyway, right? It's Rotorua. And yet, how many Christians do this? You know, they just keep sowing weeds and wondering why they keep reaping weeds. Because they're sowing the wrong thing. They're sowing the pride and the gossip and the bitterness and the unforgiveness and the judgmentalism, and on it goes. They wonder why they keep reaping problems in their life. But God says, don't be weary. Don't be weary, because in due season, that's our title tonight, in due season, Well, when is that? Is it a week? Is it a month? Is it a year? Is it eternity? Guess what? We have no idea. That's up to God. But he says, we will reap. Just keep going. Don't get weary in well-doing in due season. But there's an if statement there in verse 9. Don't miss the if. If we faint not. How many Christians have gone this far, you know, reaping or sowing, and then they just get tired of it. They just quit. They faint. Just think what they missed out on. Do we really want to get to heaven and have God show us all the stuff that we could have had if we hadn't fainted? I don't know about you, but I don't. So don't faint. Because you will reap in due season. All through the scriptures, we're told not to faint. Not to quit. Let me give you some beautiful examples. Psalms 27:13. Just to encourage you tonight, don't faint. Don't quit. Don't stop sowing to the Spirit. Don't stop sowing the right things in your Christian life and in others. Kindness, goodness, patience, forbearance, all these things that we're to be having to others, just keep sowing. Psalm 27:13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. David said, if I wasn't able to have heaven out there as my destination, I would have fainted. Proverbs 24:10, let's look at another one. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 10. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Because there's going to be adversity, and that's the time when we're most tempted to faint. And then Isaiah 40:31, most of you know this one by heart, right? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not what? What's the last word of that verse? Faint. Not faint. Those that wait upon the Lord. Luke 18:1, Jesus here talking about prayer. Luke 18:1, beautiful verse. Right before he tells us a parable about importunity, it says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Don't quit. Don't give up. keep going. 2 Corinthians 4:16. We'll see it again. I want you to see it's all through the Bible. This exhortation from our Lord to not quit. 2 Corinthians 4:16. For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Talking about trials. We're not going to faint because of trials, he says. So, what an encouragement from God. He's talked so much about the law and about faith. But now he's talking about putting faith into action, isn't he? First part of the chapter. You see a brother or sister fall, what do? Get your rifle out and shoot them, right? No, you reach out to them with the spirit of meekness, that's what it says, and try to help them get back up. And then he says in verse 6, practical, communicate to those who teach in the word. In verse 10, be good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith. Very practical. He says, let me give you some advice here. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. That is a scriptural principle, and therefore, sow to the Spirit. Keep sowing to the Spirit. Keep sowing kindness. Keep sowing patience. Keep sowing forbearance. Keep sowing love. And be patient. You might not see immediate results. It says, that's okay. In due season, you will. If you faint not, if you don't quit, keep sowing to the Spirit. Keep sowing right things, keep sowing good things, and know that God keeps track of every little thing. Amen? Did you know that there was a step counter before we had step counters? Job 31, verse 4. Doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? Wow. You know, our fancy watches and phones tell us how many steps we average per month. God already even knows that. He's been counting them since the day we were born. We'll be able to get to heaven and he'll say, you walked 7.3 million steps in your life. God knows everything. Amen? He also knows when we mock him by not believing his principle of sowing and reaping. So keep sowing to the Spirit. Amen? Because in due season we shall reap. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for your precious word, for this beautiful principle. And I pray we would bring it home in our lives, Lord, in a practical way in how we treat others. As you said here, Lord, to communicate, Lord, to do good, and to just trust you for the results, but to not faint. Help us to never quit. Never let the devil get in there and convince us that we're wasting our time. So thank you, Lord, for your word tonight.